why did such an obviously wise woman as Abigail end up with such a bad husband as Nabal? How in the world did that even happen? Why was she involved with a guy like this? In this world, there is no guarantee. People change. Sometimes they change for the worse. So there is no guarantee. There are some things, though, that will help. And let me just give you five real quick ones that would help tremendously. Number one, a Christian woman must marry a Christian man. Must be. Now, I can say, I've seen situations where that's happened and the man proved that he wasn't a Christian at all. I just say, know him well. Know him well and prove his Christian character. Take your time to know for sure. A Christian woman must marry a Christian man. Second of all, she should marry a man she can trust with her very life. Because that's exactly what you're doing. The most dangerous person on this world is the person that you live with. That's just the truth of the matter. They're the most dangerous person. You can put bars on your windows, you can lock your doors, and you've locked yourself in with the most dangerous person that exists on the face of this earth. And if they want to harm you, they're going to be able to do it, right? So make sure. And women, girls, you're in a vulnerable position. Make sure you can trust that man with your very life, because that's exactly what you're doing. And that can't be stressed too strongly. And make sure you're marrying a man that you can respect. I can think of few marriages that would be more in danger than the woman that has the ideal, well, I can change it. It's going to be different once we're married. Yeah, it's going to be different. But it isn't going to necessarily be better. The worst characteristics that you see will manifest themselves, I don't know how many fold, 5, 6, 7, 8 fold, you know, when there is no longer the need to woo and to win, because you've already been won. Make sure you marry a man of character that you can respect from the outset. A man who's proven himself trustworthy. That would be another thing we'd say. A man who's proven himself trustworthy and a man that will really love you. If you follow those five principles, I can't imagine that things are going to go wrong for you. Things could happen. Things can happen, you know. But as you seek wise counsel from your parents, as you seek wise counsel from those that you respect spiritually, as you look at what God would have you to do, Christian girls, marry a Christian, one that you can trust with your life, one that you can respect, one that's trustworthy, and one that'll love you. And that's a formula for a happy life. That's a biblical formula. That'll help you for things to go well. Well, that was not true with Abigail. Abigail did not have a man.